Jonathan Kreis Tompkins has always considered lowering taxes on oil companies to be a bad idea, but after Wednesday's Senate vote, he's upped his rhetoric.
It's a tragedy.
Kreis Tompkins watched the drama unfold from a seat in the Senate gallery for 10 hours as the Republican majority worked to retain the votes of its more moderate members while fending off amendments from minority Democrats. Kreis Tompkins says it was important to him to listen to the debate in person.
Because it's the most significant vote in Alaska legislature in recent history. And it was a bad vote, and it's a bad bill, and it's bad policy, and it's bad for Alaska, and I'm very distressed by it.
Sitka's Senator Bert Stedman, a Republican, was among those who opposed SB 21. So did Southeast's other senator, Democrat Dennis Egan of Juneau, who caucuses with the Republican majority. The bill passed the Senate thanks in part to a compromise that restored $300 million in the base tax rate. The deal was a concession to Senator Click Bishop, a moderate Republican from Fairbanks, who cast the 11th and decisive vote. Kreis Tompkins believes the bill will sail through the House. It's also likely that the industry-friendly resources and finance committees may reduce or eliminate some of the hard-fought concessions in the Senate. He considers this an opportunity.
Candidly, that's going to be the last opportunity to kill this bill, is when it goes back to the Senate for what's called concurrence, when the Senate has to agree with the revisions made by the House, which, and those revisions are in all likelihood going to be more friendly to the industry than the Senate bill is. And there may be some moderate senators who took a big swallow last night and voted for this oil tax cut who may not be able to swallow it when it comes back to them.
As a member of the minority, Kreis Tompkins will not have much say in how oil tax reform looks after moving through the House, but he was more optimistic about his ability to influence some other legislation getting a second wind from the new Republican-led majorities.
School vouchers and voter ID, which are controversial bills, and if the Bush caucus holds strong on the voter ID bill and also on the school voucher bill, both of those bills are dead. They're just, as a consequence, just are not the votes in the House to pass either bill.
The Bush caucus was reorganized this year by representatives primarily from coastal communities. It has 12 votes in the 40-member House. Locally, Kreis Tompkins is aware of the dramatic budget cuts being faced by the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium because of federal sequestration. The $3.5 million reduction will mean the loss of programs and jobs throughout Southeast Alaska. Kreis Tompkins did not think the legislature would take any emergency measures to intervene in those losses while Congress remained deadlocked.
The legislature is already cutting money for behavioral health, for tobacco cessation programs, and when we're already hemorrhaging money for programs that I believe are really important, I would just have to say it's probably unlikely that the state would take on any additional obligations.
Jonathan Kreis Tompkins represents House District 34 in the Alaska Legislature. The session is scheduled to adjourn on April 14th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.